produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, and it's morning glory. Thank you, God, for your glory. Thank you, God, for your grace. I'm Cynthia with Morning Glory. I am just so happy and pleased that God has touched us one more morning to wake up and show the strengths and the confidence, the faith that lies within inside us. So just thank Him this morning and soak in His glory. Give Him morning glory for another extraordinary day that He will do exceedingly and abundantly in your life. Again, you're listening to Morning Glory with Cynthia. I'm excited this morning. We just want to dedicate this program today to all who are watching and waiting for God to do something miraculous in their life. So right now, if you would just give yourself a moment and position yourself, posture yourself in a place where you're able to be free in your worship and in your praise to give God the glory that He deserves. All right now, let's just place our hands up high in the air and begin to pray about the work of Jesus Christ and the faith that we entrust in Him as we go to the throne of God, to His mercy seat, and lay our prayers at His feet and wait with great expectation, knowing that God will comfort us, He will heal us and our loved ones. Even though we're overwhelmed during this time with the virus seeping through the land, we know that God's hand has all power in it, and He will make this enemy to our footstool. So take pleasure this morning in knowing that God, He is our great provider. He's our comforter. All we have to do is gaze our eyes up and look up at God and know that His healing power is pouring down on us. So right here, let's just reflect back on what God has brought us through, because God is good. He's good when we don't deserve Him to be good to us. He's good when we have not stood in place where God wants us to stand. He's good when we've even turned our face away from Him. He's good. He's good in spite of our disobedience. He's good even when we don't look up and thank Him for our blessings that He has given us time and time and day after day. He is good. He is good. He shows this evidence and He displays it every day that we take a breath in our bodies and open our eyes and see the wonderful creations that He has made. He's a wonderful counselor. He's a wonderful way maker. He's a wonderful healer. He's wonderful in our bodies. He's wonderful when we breathe. He's wonderful. So He's so wonderful. Exalt Him. Exalt Him to the highest. Exalt Him. Exalt Him in every way possible. Lift Him up regardless of what it is. Exalt Him. We are His people. And we are His people that's in His pastures that are able to lay there and know that God will make a way out of any way. A way that seemed like it's dark and torn apart and broken. He will make a way in spite of the position that we take. So if we all would just take a moment and listen carefully to our Lord, our God, as He gives us instructions, the way to walk in the footsteps and in the path of His Son, Jesus Christ. So God, we thank You this morning. We thank You, God, and we, Lord God, we come this morning because Your morning brings glory like a rainbow. It covers us with all Your dear promises. And especially, Lord God, it covers us as we move and we think of our bones and how they are dry and some they deteriorate and some they may not have all the strength in it that they need to do the call that God has placed on their life. But God, we know You can manipulate our bones and You can manipulate them, Lord God, and You can heal our dry bones, Lord God. Just a small touch, Lord God, of the breath of You, Lord God, that breathe through every crack in the joint, Lord God, can cause our bones to come alive and be healed from all the aches and the pains. It's Your word that's spoken to it that allows us to get up and rise. Jeremiah tells us in Jeremiah 17:14, it says, "Heal me, O Lord. Oh, I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For You are the one I praise." And James says in James 5:14-15, it says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven." And during this time, maybe you're not able to call the elders of the church, but most certainly you can call on the name of the Lord. And if you're calling on the name of the Lord, you can call by picking up the phone and use the technology that God has given us during this time. He has given us things like Zoom and Microsoft and Google. You can use Zoom and touch and agree and call the elders in. And you can put your oil out and anoint yourself as they pray in the name of the Lord, as they pray and offer up what it is that you're asking God for and asking in faith, because in faith it will make you whole. So we thank you, Lord. Exodus 15:26. He said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commandments and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any other disease I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. So keep in mind that the disease right now that's brought on the land, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commandments and keep all his decrees, he said, I will bring you out of this, bring you out of all of the disease. But we must first believe that the Lord can do these mighty and powerful acts and have faith. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, it says in Exodus 23:25. Isaiah even tells us in 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Jeremiah even reminds us in Jeremiah 30:17, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. So declare and decree it right now that God will restore your health and heal your wounds. Declare it right now in the name of Jesus. By his stripes that you are healed, that you are restored, and he is healing your wounds. He says he's going to restore you, so believe it. Isaiah 38:16-17. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. I have seen their ways, but I will heal them. I will guide them and restore comfort to Israel's mourners, creating praise on their lips. Peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, I will heal them. Isaiah 57:18-19. Healing, Lord. Healing, Lord. Healing, Lord. This is morning glory. Morning glory. Ah, think of the beautiful morning. Another beautiful day. Oh, another beautiful day that God has just put his hands down, just mesmerizing our eyes, seeing the wonderful, beautiful, exciting trees and the way that the leaves are beginning to change to the golden brown and orange and warm colors. That we can just look up to God And know that it is through the changing of the seasons that this is occurring during this time, that we're able to see how the earth is beginning to change and form, and healing taking place through the land. If we just go and seek the shining face that glows day to day, that brings the rays of warmth and comfort all over us. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We lift up our name to you on today, that you will cover us, God. Cover us. Cover us. And as we pay attention to what's taking place, we ask God, as Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So let's have a cheerful heart this morning. Let's celebrate with laughter. God loves us to be cheerful. You know, when you laugh, it helps to make you well. It brings joy to you. So don't be so serious about everything that's going around. Sometimes we have to sit back in our chair and just rock a little bit and just laugh about it and say, God, I love you for all you do. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, a time to gather them, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search, a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace, says Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. Thank you, Lord, for this time you've given us for morning glory. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you so much for the peace that you have left us, Lord God. You even said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. So on this morning, be at peace and just thank God that he gives us strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. You're listening to Morning Glory with Cynthia. It has been such a pleasure to be with you on this beautiful day. And we pray for my sister, Josie Hopkins, on today. God, we ask that you would continue, Lord God, to bless her, cover her, and bring healing to her body, her mind, her soul, and her spirit. And we thank you for Kayla Padgett and Finding My Way and The Sweet Vision. May the Lord truly bless you and walk with you through the day. We do have healing products that are called Morning Glory. They're designed to help strengthen and tighten the skin, but not only that, to heal the skin. If you would like more information, go to my Facebook page, Cynthia Thomas Reston, and leave me your testimony on how God is blessing you. Until we meet again, continue to pray for me. I'll pray for you. God loves you, and so do I. This is Morning Glory with Cynthia. Goodbye for now.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.